Hello and good morning from Proactive New York. With me today is Ian Atkinson, CEO at Southern Energy. Ian, it's good to meet you. How are you?
I'm great today. Thanks, Christine. How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
I am good. Thanks for asking. Ian, for investors who aren't super familiar with the company, give us a quick background to the company. Give us a quick introduction.
Sure. And I appreciate the opportunity with you today to introduce Southern Energy as an exciting new addition to the AIM market with a focus on consolidating and developing natural gas assets in the U.S. Gulf Coast area, proximal to the growing LNG export markets in the U.S. Currently, we're a dual listed company in Toronto on the TSX Venture Exchange, as well as in London on the AIM markets of the London Stock Exchange. As a company, Southern has over 2,000 BOEs per day of low decline natural gas production with immediate and scalable growth opportunities. For the past 7 years, we've been focused on consolidating and developing natural gas assets in this area, which commands some of the highest commodity prices in North America. Initially, we were a private equity-backed company until late 2018, when we launched an IPO in Canada with our existing US asset base. Followed on in mid-2019, we completed a second strategic acquisition, which now gives us that low decline, stable cash flow asset base we have today. With these assets, we positioned the company very well for quick, low risk, and sustained organic growth in an area receiving some of the best natural gas pricing in North America.
I do also want to get to your recent fundraising, but before we do talk about that, you mentioned listing on the AIM, and that occurred in August of this year. Talk about what you intend to kind of get from the secondary listing.
Sure, and great lead in to what we've been doing here in the last 6 months at Southern. So in the past few years, the North American financial markets that have historically, you know, supported the North American energy industry have been very challenged, especially for small cap companies like ourselves. We're very confident in the quality and potential of our assets and their ability to deliver shareholder returns. So we took it upon ourselves to seek new capital markets to execute our business plan. You know, there have been some recent examples of North American energy companies successfully listing on the AIM to reach a more global audience of potential investors. And we're very proud to be one of those successes, having recently closed a US $10 million equity financing with a good portion of that accessed through our AIM listing.
Yeah, so that $10 million that you did close, how do you intend to use those funds? Talk us through that.
Sure. We'll be immediately deploying this capital into a three-well program at one of our main natural gas assets in Mississippi called Gwynnville. The drilling plan is to start here in late December, and the results are expected to more than double our corporate free cash flow as well as our 2P reserves. This program is very quick to convert from CapEx to cash flow, and we expect results within 60 days from start to finish, which should then quickly translate into share price for our investors.
Yeah, speaking about that, how do you intend to grow the company forward? What are the plans here?
Yeah, perfect. Ultimately, we're a growth company that will offer equity appreciation through developing our assets, building production, cash flow, and reserves over time. We have a growth target of 25,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, predominantly natural gas, which can be largely attained through organic growth opportunities in our existing assets. But additionally, we feel there are accretive consolidation opportunities in our focus area. In addition to that, low decline, stable cash flow characteristics of our current asset base, coupled with the similar type assets we plan to acquire and consolidate, layering and yield for investors at the appropriate time is also part of our value proposition.
You allude here to some potential M&A deals. So what kind of deals are you potentially looking at?
Within our U.S. Gulf Coast focus area, it's a very transactable jurisdiction, and we're looking at assets ranging from 2,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day to over 15,000. Our strategy here, though, is very disciplined when it comes to acquisitions, with an emphasis on making the right acquisitions for shareholders that are accretive and, more importantly, capable of delivering that long-term growth and value for years to come.
So for investors here who are curious, what do you think kind of differentiates you from other companies in the same sector?
I think there's a few key points here. As a team, we've built successful companies in the past and created some significant shareholder value. It comes down to having quality assets, having quality people, and supportive investors to access capital, all of which we believe we have here at Southern. In addition, over the past several years, we've developed a unique, detailed, regional geologic database, which has been key to our success in past companies creating that shareholder value. Overarching all of this, though, is understanding the commodity price cycle within which you're executing your business plan. And I believe our positioning in this current U.S. natural gas market, coupled with the significant scale and location of our assets, is key to that differentiation. With a modest capital infusion from our recently closed equity financing, we'll be able to deliver self-funded organic growth, which we expect will, again, quickly translate into share price appreciation for our investors.
So with that said, where do you think you see Southern Energy this time next year?
This is a key moment for our company. I really do see ourselves transitioning into that self-funded organic growth. Southern coming back to the equity markets in 2022 would likely only be for funding M&A activity, which would also be fantastic. But to follow upon the expected success of our initial program at our Gwynnville asset, we're already in the planning stages to kick off a self-funded continuous drilling program by mid-2022. We're poised to take advantage of the price of natural gas we receive in this area, and accelerating our growth with a continuous drilling program would see us a much different company this time next year. Substantially higher cash flow, delivering long-term reserves growth, and well on our way to achieving that 25,000 barrel of oil equivalent per day goal, all of which creates real value for shareholders in our mind.
Ian, we look forward to covering the story. Thanks so much for the time today.
I appreciate your time as well. Thank you very much.